Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast number 25 on the poem A Christmas Childhood, written by Patrick Kavanagh. We first look at subject matter. The second poem by Patrick Kavanagh on your course is A Christmas Childhood. In part one of the poem, Kavanagh recalls how, as a child, he looked on simple things with an extraordinary sense of wonder. For example, he imagines the gaps between the ricks of hay as a hole in heaven's gable. Everything has its own beauty, even the most commonplace things, such as a green stone lying sideways in a ditch. In part two, we see in detail one particular Christmas scene through the eyes of a young six-year-old child. The child poet creates a vibrant picture of the scene, his father playing the melodeon, his mother milking the cows, the stars dancing in the east, and many other sights, sounds and sensations that capture the magic and beauty of a Christmas morning for the child. The second heading is theme. The poem is a wonderful celebration of childhood innocence. Kavanagh captures the ability of the child to see in even the most ordinary things something astonishing and wondrous. However, that paradise, that gay garden of childhood, is regrettably lost as the child grows towards adulthood, is tempted by knowledge, loses its innocence, and immerses itself into adult experiences and adult concerns. The adult, sadly, is keenly aware of death, whereas for the child, the fascination is with birth and life. We look now at quote three. There are so many wonderful lines and images in this poem, but select any three that you liked or found interesting, and into your worksheet briefly say why you chose each one. If you are unsure as to which quotes to select, it may help if you look back at the First Impressions activity that follows this poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. There you are asked to complete a storyboard with your own simple drawings and some lines from the poem that stood out for you. We move on now to the fourth heading, which is imagery. We could really spend a full hour talking about imagery in this poem. There are so many wonderful pictures of the Christmas scene in rural County Monaghan. Kavanagh uses visual images, aural images and tactile images to paint a really rich and sensuous impression of the child's Christmas experience and the lasting impact it has had on the poet. Kavanagh includes metaphors, similes, and personification in the poem, each of which is a type of image. For example, consider this image. The light between the ricks of hay and straw was a hole in heaven's gable. Is this image a metaphor, a simile, or an example of personification? What about the following image? There were stars in the morning east, and they danced to his music. Is this a metaphor, simile, or an example of personification? Look at the closing lines of the poem. And I had a prayer like a white rose pinned on the Virgin Mary's blouse. Can you see a metaphor, simile, or personification here? We'll try one more. I looked, and three whin bushes rode across the horizon, the three wise kings. Is this an example of a metaphor, simile, or personification? You can read more about imagery in the poem in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. To look at language then, well, overall the language in the poem is simple and descriptive. Some examples include the tracks of cattle to a drinking place in line 13, or as I pulled on my trousers in a hurry in line 23, or mass going feet crunched the wafer ice on the potholes in lines 30 and 31. Note too the word wafer in the above description. It reminds us of the communion wafers that Kavanagh would have taken at mass. Indeed, there are many religious references in the poem. Kavanagh refers to heaven's gable, an apple tree, to Eve, Bethlehem, a stable, mass going, the three wise kings, and to the Virgin Mary. These phrases add a sense of solemnity to the poem, a sense that the child is keenly aware of the Christmas story and is moved by it in a spiritual way. We move on now to form. A Christmas Childhood is composed of 13 stanzas. There are 4 quatrains in part 1 of the poem and 9 quatrains in part 2. There is a regular rhythm in the poem, most lines being of equal length. Kavanagh also uses enjambment. For example, in stanza 6 he writes, "Across the wild bogs, his melodeon called the Lennons and Callans." Another example in stanza 10, "I looked and 3 whin bushes rode across the horizon." The run-on lines add to the sense of excitement in the child and the feeling that so much is happening on this Christmas morning. It really is a hive of activity. The next heading is sound. In part 1, there is a regular pattern of rhyme in each of the stanzas where the first and third lines rhyme and the second and fourth lines rhyme. This creates a rhyme scheme of AB, AB. For example, in stanza 1, frost rhymes with post and wonderful rhymes with magical. Check if this pattern is repeated in stanzas 2, 3 and 4. The regular rhyme pattern adds to the sense of harmony in the poem and echoes the magical feeling that Kavanagh recovers through his childhood memories. There are also numerous examples of sound effects such as alliteration and assonance. For example, in stanza 1, the poet tells us that the music that came from the paling post was magical. That pleasant M sound is also heard in the lines, "My mother made the music of milking." You can almost hear the hum of music as you read the line aloud. You can hear assonance in the phrase, "A green stone lying sideways in a ditch," that I sound brilliantly suggesting the awkward angle of the rock into the soil. Onomatopoeia can also be heard, for example, "A water hen screeched in the bog." Look over the poem yourself and you might discover other interesting examples of sound effects. We now come to tone and mood. The tone of part 1 of the poem is filled with wonder as the adult Kavanagh recreates the Christmas scene. There is also a nostalgic tone as the poet reflects on how wonderful that was, how wonderful. A tone of regret is also present, however, since the poet is aware of the loss of innocence and wonder in making the transition into adulthood. The references to Eve and the Garden of Eden capture the poet's sadness that adulthood entices people away from the simplicity and wonder of childhood. The mood reflects what you feel and think about the poem. Do you feel a happy or celebratory mood? Perhaps you feel nostalgic as you recall some of your own memories of childhood at Christmas time. Finally, we come to personal response. This poem is regularly voted as one of the most popular poems in Ireland. Did you like or dislike the poem? Were you impressed by the descriptive writing? Or perhaps you could connect with some of the feelings in the poem. Did you see something familiar in the poem, or was it somewhat alien to you? Would you agree that in moving into adulthood, much of the wonder of childhood is lost? Interestingly, during the COVID-19 pandemic that started in 2020, many adults felt that they had regained some connection with many simple experiences in life and found a renewed appreciation of nature and the outdoors. Write your own concise personal response to A Christmas Childhood into your worksheet.